B-Pod Studios.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard, and when he's not hosting a live stream show over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, he's working towards affiliate on his personal channel. It's Robbie Landis.
Hey, yeah, that's right. And actually, I'm going to be there pretty soon. Pretty soon, only a few days away, and then it's the long, hard march towards partnered status, in which case I'm going to need all of your help. So if you haven't yet, make sure you go to twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis and give me a follow.
I'm so proud of our little boy. He's growing up.
I have been streaming for so long, just never on my own channel.
If somebody tunes in, what are they going to be able to expect to see?
Starting very soon, probably a whole lot of Baldur's Gate 3. There's also a very good chance that we'll be playing Apex Legends as well.
All right, cool.
Awesome. So make sure you tune in. Help support Robbie Landis. Twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis. Last week, Checkpoint XP's Robbie Landis had a game for us that, in the end, everyone got to win.
Including you, James.
I know. I finally was a winner. The first time. Maybe the second time. I think I won. Oh, yeah. I won the porn star or video game theme contest. But anyways, yet somehow he still declared himself the champion.
I was.
But this week, he's made a game for us again that he promises he cannot win.
That's right.
So somebody else is going to be crowned the champ. We do have Checkpoint XP producer Callie joining us to play.
By the way, I was just sitting at my cubicle and he comes over and goes, Callie, would you like to be the champion of our game this week?
So he
does not have a lot of faith in the two of you.
No, I do not.
All right, we'll see how it is. Well, Robbie, why don't you explain this week's game?
So this week I have taken a bunch of reviews from the immensely popular game Among Us, and I have made up a few of my own fake reviews. Now, in Among Us, you're basically stuck on a spaceship and everyone has to run around doing tasks to save the spaceship from collapsing, but there are usually a few people amongst you that are imposters, and it's their job to kill everybody without being found out. So you guys have to try and decipher and figure out who the imposter reviews are here today.
Well, I'm terrible at Among Us. I've played two games of it now. I lost both times.
So we're going to start with this first review here, it is recommended. And in this recommended review, it says, random one, cyan sus. Random 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, cyan indeed sus. Sad face.
Okay.
Is that a real review or is that an imposter review?
So basically, this person said recommended.
Yep.
But then was complaining that the whole game is just someone saying this person is suspect.
And then everybody voting
and everyone
them
agrees.
Out.
Yes.
James, do you know what sus means?
I'm assuming that means you're suspected of being an imposter.
Yeah. Yes. Like you're
sus.
It's shorthand for just like I think you're the guy killing everybody.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's a polite way of saying
you guys
it's
you. Do not. Actually, you do. You guys have to agree. You have to agree or disagree.
Okay.
Because then this way, I actually do win if you guys get more of them
wrong.
He
always finds a way to win.
So my two games of Among Us, that is how I died both games.
Yeah.
Someone said,
locked out of the airlock,
and everyone just agreed with them and killed me.
I think that's...
I was not the imposter in either of them.
I think it's real.
You think it's real?
I think that's very real.
Because I thought it might be imposter, but if you guys are thinking it's very real, I'll go real.
That is indeed a real review.
All right. On the board.
Congratulations for your first one. You did very, very well.
Just because it happened to me two games in a row.
All right. This next person recommends it, and their review says the following. If green doesn't die first, it's green.
Okay, well, that also sounds like logic that I've heard.
However, I don't believe it would be green. If we're following Fall Guys logic,
orange,
yellow is usually the one.
Oh,
like,
yellow?
The crappy colors.
Yeah, yellow's always the team and Fall Guys that loses. Yeah. I know, I'm usually on the yellow team.
So I would say this is sus.
Think this is sus?
This is very sus.
All right, I'm with you. I'll say this one is sus.
I'm with him, sus.
This is unfortunately a real review. That was not an imposter.
Oh, we don't listen to Rick.
Yeah, so we're sitting here. I'm reading Among Us reviews to the crew here, and they have to try and decide if it is a real review or an imposter review. Currently, it is them one, myself one.
By the way, I appreciate the listeners out there who are just like, what is going on in this game? Among Us has got to sound like the weirdest game
by
this.
It is. All right, so the next review, not recommended. And the review says, if your girlfriend tells you not to kill her, you better know what you're getting into if you plan to kill her. They say Mario Kart or Mario Party ruins relationships. This game makes them look like child's play.
Ooh, that's a scary review for me.
This is wordy. This is a wordy review. I feel like people who leave Steam reviews are smooth brained, so they can't. They don't have that many words in their vocabulary.
But it's only two kinds of people who leave Steam reviews. It's people who leave a four-word review, or it's someone who writes a thesis thinking that, like, some organization is going to pick them up as a new writer.
Now, here's the thing. I saw the story of the guy that killed his girlfriend, and then she tweeted a picture being like, why did my boyfriend kill me and then pretend he didn't kill me? Like, so
you think this is based off of an actual situation that happened in the game that
yes,
you've seen somewhere online?
But I think it's a tweet, but I don't think that it's an actual
Steam
review.
This is why I think this is a fake review, because I feel like Robbie might have seen this tweet, so now he's writing a fake review to throw us off. I think this one is sus.
Uh-oh.
I won't argue with that logic.
That's
all right,
my
sus.
Argument.
I have to vote you out. I'm sorry. It's a sus. It's a sus thing.
This is indeed
sus.
An impossible review.
All right. Point.
All right. Next review. Recommended. For just $5, you will be supplied with God knows how long's worth of daily brain damage. 10 out of 10 would lose all faith in humanity again.
That might be my review, actually. What's the name on that one? I think that one's mine.
This one comes from Chinese.
From Chinese, huh?
Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
Chinese.
Like,
yeah.
like the shiny Pokemon
yep.
that you like?
That you like?
Just like that.
Oh, it's getting sus.
Oh.
All right, never mind. Sus.
All right, yeah,
I'm going
sus,
the other direction
too.
On that
oh.
one.
Sure, it's sus.
Nope, that's a real review.
Oh, wow.
I was
Robbie
all in
just,
for real at,
see,
at the beginning.
This is why I don't want to play Among Us with Robbie.
Yeah, he's a liar.
I'm going to be terrible at this game, and he's going to be so good at
well,
it.
Well, you can tell Robbie actually picked up some stuff in acting school.
All right, this next review, not recommended. And then in all caps, I was not acting sus. I had a task in medical to scan myself and a task in oxygen to sweep out the leaves. And he walked past me in the hall. It is not sufficient evidence to call me sus, you a-holes.
Yeah,
wow.
I feel like
that's
game
review,
just
huh?
Robbie... Because I think it would happen, but I also could see this as just something that happened to Robbie, and he's just transcribing an event as a review.
I'm
kind of on board with that, because it's not an actual review of the game. It's just somebody venting about a situation that happened.
Right.
Well,
that's a lot of
Steam reviews. Because people don't do that in Steam reviews.
Steam reviews are meme.
Yeah, though I think it's sus. I don't think this is a Steam review. I think you made that up.
It is indeed... A sus.
Yes.
A sus.
All right, we're tied up again.
All right.
Not recommended. I've watched lots of YouTubers play this game, and I enjoy their videos on it. This game is probably really fun with friends. Never tried it because the optimal experience is two imposters with at least 8 to 9 friends in voice chat. For the most part, I tried public games. First few were pretty, and then this just goes on for a very, 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 very long time.
He's correct. This is the exact sentiment that I've said that almost word for word in this room while talking about it.
It's good if you have a group.
I'm split half on this because it's an absolutely accurate review of the game.
But this to me sounds like the thesis statement writer Steam reviewer. Like, this sounds like a guy who is hoping that Checkpoint XP is going to call him up and say, hey, you want to be our new content guy? Like, that's what he's hoping for on this review. I think it's real.
I think it's real as well.
I'm not going to argue. It's real. If not, we're dead.
This is indeed a real one.
Woo! Yes!
Good job.
Taking the lead.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, guys. Not too bad. All right. Not recommended. In order to be good at this game, you need to be a good speaker, make good arguments, and be intelligent enough to turn people against one another. The problem is, if you're any of these things, you have one good game, and then people will just immediately vote you out every time because being smart is a threat to them.
Oh, my God.
It was fun the first time.
No, this is Robbie playing Among Us. He thinks he's too smart for it.
Now
it's
fake.
Old. This is fake.
Don't waste your time.
Fake. Vote him out. Send him into space or the lava.
Because to me, that sounds like a very legitimate review.
No, it's fake.
It's fake. I need more evidence than why it could be fake, Weird Beard.
Because I think it's too big-brained. Like, no, it is 100. It's a gut.
You don't think this is some man-child on there complaining, oh, I hated this game because I'm too smart for it?
No.
Really? That sounds a lot like what people on Steam say.
It's sus. I don't care. It's sus. Vote him out. Send him away.
All right.
Yeah,
kill him.
It's sus, guys. Sus. We're voting sus?
Yeah.
All right. We'll go sus.
It is indeed an imposter.
Ah!
All right.
Weird Beard held strong.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows.
Here you go for more.
who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Over the weekend, a new teaser was released for the upcoming Monster Hunter movie starring Mila Jovovich. Now, while we probably shouldn't have had much hope for this movie to begin with, now it's been confirmed that the movie will utilize an age-old trope in terrible 90s adaptations where the heroes are transported to a mysterious new world.
What the hell is that?
On our six!
Now, well, you know what's crazy? So Mila Jovovich was the main character in the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah.
Do you know who directed those movies?
Is it the same person who's going to direct the Monster
Hunter? Her husband.
Her husband.
Who also directed the Resident Evil and this movie, too. So
hey,
it's going to be...
if I was a director and I had a hot action wife like Mila Jovovich, she would absolutely star in every single one
of them. Put her in anything.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter.
Do it.
James, is this... is there any way to convince you to watch a Monster Hunter movie?
I don't think so. I mean... maybe.
Because the trope in this one is literally they fall into a magic sandstorm and they come back out to a crazy new world where it just so happens their guns don't work. So now, like...
look, I'm still going to watch it for Mila Jovovich.
So. Does she look good in it?
Yeah!
Yeah!
She looks good in everything.
As good as she looked in The Fifth Element.
Yeah! Multipass.
Jinx. All right, don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find the posted over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.